Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Middays with Marcus Maben, minus Marcus Maben, just Steve Rummage and Nikki V.
Yay.
Marcus got out of here to do his
tires.
I don't know. But whatever it is.
What you drinking there, Steve?
LA Zero.
Hey.
Probably my favorite drink. Indeed. It's up there. I got to be honest. Now, LA, is LA in the Coke family or the?
I think they might be distributed a little bit, but they're their own thing.
No, I knew that. I just didn't know because with me, my top three are LA Zero, Coke Zero,
yeah,
and Dr. Pepper Zero.
Those are three strong. I haven't had the new Coke Zero.
It's the same. It's okay. Just rebranded.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I kind of.
It's good
figured.
Though.
Yeah.
I mean, those are
kind of my three favorite zero calorie.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
one mixes the best with bourbon. I know that might not, you know, you're not a bourbon guy, but
my wife does the mules.
Yeah.
So she uses these or the ginger beer.
Yep.
Kind of. I mean, to me, LA is a better ginger beer, but that's just me. Yeah.
Kentucky's awesome. Original ginger soft drink since 1926.
Solid.
Right?
Also want to remind people, we got something to drink. We got cases of L8 Zero. We've got L8. We've got L8 Cherry. You name it. We've got it here at the office.
We're lousy with L8, as they would say in the 20s.
Oh, my gosh. I like them all, though. I really do them all.
Yeah.
We got some of the orange, even, still.
Yeah.
So that's like
gold these days, because, it's more of a summer drink.
So. I know, yeah. But now's all we need, some food. And thank goodness Phil Baker has come through. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's Which Wednesday, so be sure to get carry out, curbside, or delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch or dinner, or your next tailgate. Also, now hiring crew members and shift leaders at both locations. Text Team Witch to 502-735-0900 to apply. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches. Also want to remind people, let me see if I can grab it here. Well, okay. And it's gone. And it's back. All right. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions, plus a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. That's pretty good. For a limited time, UPS is offering $25 gift cards for you to get your work boots if you choose to work the day side of the operation. Graduate debt-free. Apply today at upsjobsky.com. Text line says, new Coke Zero tastes like Diet Pepsi. Huh.
I got to try it.
Because I did like
Coke Zero.
I do too, yeah. I will, but I am a Coke over Pepsi guy. I'm not like one of those where I'm like, I just will not drink Pepsi. Like, you know, if they got Pepsi, I'll drink Diet Pepsi,
right. Whatever.
Pepsi Zero isn't bad. I just can't drink it. I would rather have a Coke. Like, I like the taste of Coca-Cola better than Pepsi.
Yeah, more.
Even though, like, Dr. Pepper is Pepsi, I think.
See, like, because they all use different. I fell down a wormhole one time.
Yeah.
Because I always get excited trying to find, like, the third place guy in, like, a race or whatever. So I think, like.
It's hot, but okay.
Well, I don't. Like, I just say, okay, who after McDonald's and Burger King, who's, like, number three? Is it Wendy's? Is it, like. Dude, I fall down wormholes all the time, yeah. But that's one of them. But I think Dr. Pepper and, like, 7-Up are, like, the third place soda team.
Yeah.
And they might use, like, Pepsi as, like, a distributor or whatever.
Coke has
but
Sprite.
Right.
Coke, Sprite. There's a couple others. Like, I try to
Pepsi figure. Has Pepsi, Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Those are their big ones.
Yes.
And then Dr. Pepper, 7-Up. RC Cola, I think, are part of that one.
Okay.
And then, like, there's a mixture of one of them. Each of them has, like, a ginger ale, too.
Do you like
Coke owns so freaking much, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, I mean, like, other subsidiaries and stuff.
Do you know what is surprisingly what would be my specialty soda on there? And then we'll get back into some football here. Is the cherry vanilla Coke Zero.
See, I haven't had that one.
It's legit.
But I've heard good things about
it. It's really legit, yeah. Like, well, somebody was like, yeah, you should try it. And I was like, I don't know.
Was the orange soda one any good? Like, the orange Coke?
I never gave that a shot.
Because I remember I was on, like, a really strict diet at the time. And, you know, it was great. I was being healthy and everything. But I was eating clean. But occasionally I would be craving, like, a sugary drink. And that commercial was all over the place. That same, the one with the orange truck crashing into the Coke truck. Yep. And I just was like, damn it, I guess I kind of want to try it.
No, I stopped drinking sodas for years. Like, I mean, all through high school, I just stopped because I was getting stitches in my side, right?
Yeah.
And somebody was like, just somebody told me, they're like, oh, it's because you drank too much soda. And I was like, really? So I just stopped. I just quit. And I've told this story before on the air. And then it was Mountain Dew Coke Zero. That got me back into, or I'm sorry, Mountain Dew Coke Zero.
Mountain Dew Zero?
Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, Code Red. Okay.
God, yeah, I don't know why I said Mountain Dew Coke Zero. Mountain Dew Code Red. And I was like, we were at an AM1 tournament here. And me and my buddy, and I was like, I'll try it. And then I started drinking sodas again after I was out. But once I got into diet sodas, and this probably is a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It was like, it became an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally will sit there in the evenings, and I'm like, I feel like, that's why, I am being serious about this part. I used to be very much like when people had a smoking habit or a drinking habit or something, you know, I used to very much be like, well, just stop. That's just your willpower.
Right.
Like, dude, stop.
Right.
Okay. And when people would say, I can't, you know, it's like, no, you're just, I said, you know, whatever. I won't say anything bad. But, you know, it's like, and now I'm like, dude, no, I was wrong. I'm like, I get it. Because, like, I will sit there and just, like, ugh. It's like, I need a soda. And I'll just go make a soda and drink it. And I'm like, oh. Like, I bought this cup from down at Disney, y'all. Listen, it is titanium, and it's, like, metal, and it's Coca-Cola. I got it at the Club Cool. And just, like, the way, Nick, the way when you put ice down in there and you can see the ice, like, the fumes coming out because it's a metal cup.
Yeah.
And the pour the soda, and it's, like, I mean, it's orgasmic. You're just like.
It looks like a commercial.
Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, it's incredible. So, like, that, I crave that, man. It's
I'm sorry.
Like,
I just have this image of you doing that. Like, and it's just like, put your pants back on. Jeez.
Yeah, it's like, why? Texas says, Pepsi is absolute trash. If you take smaller sips of Coke Zero, it tastes better. Bigger gulps condense the taste. Too rich. Tastes like Silver Label Diet Pepsi. Okay, that's fair. I can listen to that. Nick, Wednesday is definitely ahead of Burger King, Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I actually looked it up. I think KFC is it might be the biggest international. It might have more locations than McDonald's.
Well, the diet. Listen, the Diet Coke at McDonald's may be the best drink of all time.
Oh yeah, their Coke system is
legit the best drink of all time.
I always fall back to this poll of what is the best fast food specific fountain drink. Because look, I mean, I love L8 in the glass bottles. I love it in the cans and stuff.
Oh yeah, oh,
but
please, yeah.
I wish it would be like on like a fountain drink, because I swear I would go to that fast food more often.
There are places down in Tennessee and Kentucky, because Tennessee has Cheerwine.
Yeah, that's their regional soda.
Yeah,
which is good too.
Oh, absolutely. Texter says, can we do another political hour? Fair enough. Okay. Anyways, sorry. I could talk drinks and stuff. Like, I love sodas. Like, I could talk,
absolutely.
I could do a whole show.
We could do a whole hour.
Because the reason I stopped myself is I was about to go down the soda restaurant list. Like, okay, Diet Coke at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to do the same thing.
I was like,
so,
okay.
Like, McDonald's has the Diet Coke, but they brought back Hi-C.
Yeah,
which is I see orange. That's like they're like
that's what I got all through high school.
Same.
All
that's like they're like exclusive one. Mm-hmm. And then White Castle has Big Red.
Oh man.
And then Taco Bell has Baja Blast.
Yeah.
I mean those
it's
are
the only place I'll drink Baja Blast too.
Yeah.
So, I don't really care. Well, actually, you brought me in a zero one time. Was really good.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
yeah,
forgot
about that. That was good. Texter says now I'm picturing Steve in that scene from American Pie with a bottle of Coke instead of pie. That's pretty close, actually. to where I'm at. We did the thing at Disney where you drink sodas from around the world.
Oh,
they
nice.
They were okay. There were a couple that were, but for the most part, it was like, these are solid.
I'd like to try that.
Yeah, cool. No, it was really cool. That's why I bought my cup. I was like, oh, this is great.
Were there any like crazy, like weird flavors? Because like in like Asia, they always have like, they show like the Asian Pringles or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like sushi flavored or mm-hmm. it's... You know, I mean, some of them sound pretty good. Like, I'd like to try them. It's just that they have a unique palate.
They were all, there weren't any weird stuff. But, I mean, it was like, one of them was like watermelon, you know, right. something. It was stuff like that.
I don't want to say weird, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, we have our flavors, you know, over here. And then over there, there's some stuff where it's just like, huh, I wouldn't have thought about that. But
yeah.
I'll try it.
Texter says, let's talk cereal. I love sodas until I had the kidney stones. Yeah, fair enough. That okay. That is true, man. That so far, knock on wood, I've been blessed for as much as I drink. Okay. Also, by the way, is there any flight attendants that listen to us or have spouses that are flight attendants? If so, hit me up. Let me know what you think.
About what?
Being a flight attendant.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Listen, I was having some thoughts. I was like, how do you do that on the side? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it sounds
fun.
It sounds like a pretty good gig.
Yeah, yeah.
And occasionally you get to tape people to seats that are being unruly and stuff.
Yeah. I was like, so I'm just curious. So I know our listeners, Benji says Pepsi is turd water and Taco Bell, Dr. Pepper is fire.
Okay. Honestly, I've never heard that. Like, because you
heard water or
no? Well, I've heard that before, but no. Like, I didn't know Taco Bell had great Dr. Pepper.
Apparently, that's what he. Apparently, that's what Benji says.
If anyone knows a local establishment that has Ale 8 on, I keep wanting to say on draft, but you know what I mean,
like
as a fountain drink.
Yeah.
Let me know because I want to try that.
Yeah, that's fair. I didn't do that. I saw that somewhere, and I don't know where.
Right.
Okay, let me get to this. I will finish the show out. How long is that interview? Do we know?
Yeah, I cut it. Let me see.
Because I'm going to finish the show out, and you know, we try not to play interviews in full unless I really think there's something that, you know, you need to listen to again, or maybe you haven't heard.
It is 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 and change.
Okay, fair enough. About 20 minutes. We'll do that. We'll do another 15 minutes or so here, and then maybe we'll, or whatever.
Yeah, that works. I'll do a Sports Center. We'll throw that.
We'll throw that and finish out the show, or maybe another 10, 12 minutes here. And then that way it gives you time. I do want you guys to listen to the Coach Satterfield interview from Packer and Durham this morning. It was really good. If you're somebody like me, again, I'm a fan, and I know some of the texters just get nasty about it, but I mean, I go through emotions the way y'all do, like the way we all do. I say y'all and me, and it's not a y'all and me, it's really a we. It's we go through emotions through the season. It just so happens I get this microphone in my face on a daily basis, and it's like, which I'm extremely blessed to be doing it, but it's like this year has been odd. It's been odd. I feel like we're trying to figure out if he's our guy, if he's not our guy, and we it's been kind of a not week to week, but dang near close. And this interview, just listening to the way he talked about it, and listening to the way he talked about what they're doing and what they're planning on doing. And then when I start reading some of the recruiting that's happening, and Williams being an Under Armour guy, Brown probably being in the fold here soon. Getting a few more guys. When I hear of four-star receivers and DBs from Penn State visiting here and then decommitting from their schools, and it sounds like we're in good shape with some of them. And then, you know, you look to 2023 and for the Clemson game, Pierce Clarkson, two four-star DBs are going to be here. We've got Caleb Johnson in the mix. It's like recruiting seems to be good. So I'm trying to have a heart-to-heart with myself and say, maybe I've been a little too emotional. Let's see how this thing finishes out. Because if you go beat NC State, let's say you win that game. I mean, I know there's the alternative is you lose the game. If you go win that game, and now, I mean, you're sitting there, what, 5-3 with Clemson coming in, the most beatable they've ever been. And it's like, I mean, dream with me. What if you go 2-0, you know, and all of a sudden you're 6-3 and you feel like, my God, we could win the rest of the games. We beat Syracuse, we beat Duke, we beat Kentucky. Like, we can win all three of those games. Again, I know there's an alternative to that. And if that alternative happens, we'll talk then. Might be a different conversation. But I still feel like that there's a special season is on the table, a possibility of a special season. And then what if we're, you know, on the 29th of December, like Blankenbaker said, down at the Russell Athletic Bowl. I think it's the Cheez-It Bowl now or something. You know, we're playing Texas or we're playing, you know, Oklahoma or something. And we're like, man, okay, this is awesome. Like, we're back. We're in a – it's a big time. So that's kind of where I'm trying to settle myself in with that. So Texter says – still just Texter says McDonald's has a mixing ratio that only they are allowed to use. It's a ratio of carbonation to syrup.
Yep.
My ex-wife works for Coke and used to work for Pepsi. Nothing better than a McDonald's diet.
Agreed.
Yeah. Big Red from White Castle.
Favorite soda fountain drink. Diet Coke from Mickey D's. Yeah. Sorry.
Kane's Diet Coke is the best. Any Big Red from out of a fountain is a killer.
Only place I know that has it is White Castle.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. By the way, caller Jason wanted to pass along that evidently there's Flaming Hot Cheetos flavored Mountain Dew.
I'm going to pass on that.
I kind of want to buy a case. My new thing is I'm going to buy random stuff and send it to the studio just so Diener can be like, who the hell bought all these Zots candies? And so, like, I might have to do that.
You know what? I really enjoy going to Cracker Barrel and different places and getting different root beers.
Yes. I love the IBC root beer and stuff.
I'll get all those Dad's root beer,
That's a good
stuff.
One, too.
Yeah, I'll try different root beers. Texter says, not true on the ratio for McDonald's.
Really? I thought I read something that they have it's the carbonation that makes it so damn good.
929, thank you for that information. I appreciate that, seriously. Let's see. You've been far too emotional if you haven't had sats back. This team is dang good. I don't agree with that. I get what you're saying. I get what that Texter's saying, but I don't agree necessarily. I get where fans – listen, I'm sorry, but the one thing I will not stand for is telling especially Louisville fans how to feel after the past 5 years they've been through. Like, I don't think you necessarily are a bad fan or you've been far too emotional. If that might be rational – but I don't think we're rational fans, right now. And I get where fans have just wanted some positivity. And I think we felt different, that things would be different coming into the season and that first week and everything, just the way things happened. But again, I think we're all kind of coming back around. Texter says the straws at McDonald's are wider than most fast food straws. That makes the Coke taste better.
I don't know about that.
Feast Barbecue has L8 on fountain.
Oh, that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
I like Feast Barbecue as is. That's going to be –
Next Texter says, always heard McDonald's straws are bigger, which helps bring more carbonation when you drink.
Really? I always thought like Dairy Queen or something. They have the like
McDonald's uses chilled CO2, filtered water, and canisters of syrup in a box in plastic versus a box in plastic.
All right, I'm going to need McDonald's to get Ale 8 on draft.
Yeah.
Because their filtration system mixed with the citrus ginger flavor of Ale 8 sounds decadent.
Yeah. Texter says, still waiting on the court conversation. Okay, I let me just say, I don't know what y'all want me to say. He wasn't with the team on Saturday. They say it's a personal issue he's dealing with.
Right.
I don't really know what you want me to say.
I mean, everyone's heard rumors. Hasn't been anything official.
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, we're not talking that there's actual, like, documents out there. I mean, like, right now. Like, okay, I don't know. I just don't know what else for the, and it's like the same three numbers have texted in. Like, I don't know what you want said. He wasn't with the team on Saturday. He's back home in Utah with his family right now. There's obviously a personal issue going on.
Right.
That's not, I would assume, is not a great thing.
And there's
because he wasn't with the team.
There's obviously rumors floating around. Yeah. We've all heard stuff. Nothing's official.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get on here and say, well, I talked to this person, and they say that that person told them that that court did that, and that they did that, and this person did that. Like, we're not doing that. I don't know what you once said. That's it. That's really it. I think you probably will hear something in the coming days.
And then we'll react to that.
And then we'll react to that. I don't know what you once said.
I'm serious because I know there's, you know, rivalry stuff back and forth and
sure.
Everything. I can only assume that those are UK fans that are mad that this isn't getting the coverage that the, you know, guns up stuff was getting
covered.
Because
Guns Up was a police document. There's nothing documented yet.
Right.
I think there will be in the coming days.
And then
we'll talk.
Then there'll be a reaction to it.
But right now, I don't know what you want said. That's it. That's the story.
So those texters, I seriously, because I'm with you 100% on this. Like,
I know court and like court. Okay. I'm not trying to hide nothing from you, though. Like, that's it.
I love Dino. Like, I've been there.
Right.
I have been there, friend.
Yes. Great point.
I still love Dino. He did something really bad.
Yeah.
But
it's okay. Yeah. But I mean, you still like him, right? I'm not trying to, but you didn't hide. I mean, I will say, I don't think you ever, I mean, I think you did an amazing job at being aggravated and saying Coach Mack had some fault in the issue. And saying it was not a good thing you did, Dino. It was not a good thing. And I'm glad you didn't have to go to jail for it. Like, that's good.
Right. Tried to be balanced, right.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay.
And cool. So when it comes out, we'll try to be balanced.
You can say
we'll talk
he was
it.
Wrong and hoped he didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Nuance, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's crazy.
I know. So, like, I'm like, I don't know what you once said. I mean, that's it. That's the story. The guy's home and he's with his family in Utah right now.
It's a personal matter. Obviously serious enough that he's not with the team.
I don't think it's a death in the family situation and he's back home. Okay? I don't know. Yes, I think you probably will hear something in the coming days. And when that's said, but I'm not going to sit here on the air and say, well, four texts come through and this person says this is what's happening.
Yeah, that's a little irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go off rumors.
Yeah. Yeah, like... I mean, I'm just being serious. That's it. That's all. That's what I got. So, anyways, and when that comes out, we'll react to it and listen. And I think it may be something where it's like, oh man, there's more to the little more to the story here. We'll have to talk about it. And like Nick, if he did something wrong, then I may say, well, you know, I hope it don't cost him his career. If it does, then it does. I don't know. We'll see.
Did they reply to those texters, or are they still just mad?
No. There's nothing. They're not going to reply. It's just one of those, like, talk about it. You just want me to talk rumor. Like, you just want me to say, well, if this happens, this happens. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man.
I feel like we just related it to two other scandals, if you will, that have, you know, involved both Louisville and Kentucky.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing about as much as we can.
Yeah.
Responsibly, because otherwise nothing official has come out.
No,
like,
when those details come out, then we'll talk about it, and I'll say what I think is real and what I think maybe not, you know, and hopefully that everything works out there. So at this point, U of L hasn't let him go,
right?
So that and if you go back to U of L's history with coaches As opposed, if you want to go down this road, as opposed to down the road, when it warrants firing, they've done it. So if you want to play that game down the road, they haven't. So at this point, he's not been let go. So that makes me believe at this point, they don't feel like it's let go worthy. If it gets to that point, then they will let him go.
Fair. All right. That was fair.
Back to sodas.
Yay.
Texter says it is the straws. McDonald's receives their soda in steel keg-like barrels. Okay, everybody, this is good stuff. This is good stuff.
I'm going to have to measure these straws.
Yeah, I know.
Put that on the mixtape. I don't know if one's wider than the
other. I'm not ignoring y'all's text from this point on the McDonald's stuff. There's just a lot of the same. Like, it's the straws and it's the kegs. Like, that's cool. Texter says, no more court talk. Back to sodas. Cards are going to wax NC State this weekend. Need that energy you brought in Sats first year, Steve. I agree. I think they're doing well. So anyways, a lot of stuff there.
I'm just looking at the time. Let's just go right into it. Let me pull it up here, and then we'll go into it, and we'll wrap up with a just our top of the hour break, and I'll try to get my Sports Center in then.
Okay. So, all right. Well, then let's do this. I'm going to go ahead. Nikki V's got it ready for us. We're going to go ahead. We're going to play Coach Satterfield from Packer and Durham this morning on the ACC Network. Great interview. You guys trust us on this. I usually don't play them unless we feel like that it's something important. And this one I thought was, and it really this morning jolted me back into like, wake up, Steve, and listen to this coach a little bit.
Coach of the Cardinals will be proud of the destruction we just did on a Dewey sugar cake this morning. Look, yeah, Scott Satterfield, you know the value of Dewey sugar cake, right? You know those. You probably had one or two of those in your life, hadn't you?
Yeah, they're not bad. Pretty good, especially in the morning with some coffee.
Coffee? You know what? This is where the Commonwealth of Kentucky and the great state of North Carolina should come together, because a low Moravian sugar cake and some brown water.
Oh my God, really?
Is like perfect. I mean, perfect. Right?
Forget absolutely. That
coffee gets in the way, oh man. Who wants to drink that nonsense when you can have the real deal?
All right, hold on.
I don't know. It's a little too early for some of that, man.
That's it. Thanks, Coach. Hey, appreciate that.
But if you've been up since 11 p.m., it kind of feels like lunchtime.
Well, that's true.
You just said it to us during the break. It's a good win last Saturday against Boston College. It's nice to alpha bye week, I'm sure, to see some of that extra detail digging pay off for you. But one only gets to another one, right? I mean, the win this past Saturday only makes the stakes a little higher Saturday night in Raleigh, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we coming off of two tough losses for us. You know, we played Battle of Wake Forest right down to I think there was 22 seconds or 18 seconds left on a field goal, and Virginia was the same thing on the last second field goal that we didn't make. And then we had that bye week. So the bye week was good for us. We got to heal up a little bit, and you got to play a really good Boston College team coming in at 4-2. And we're excited about that game, and our guys went out and prepared very, very well for that game. And then that was a big win for us. And now it just sets up a big time game, you know, playing NC State down in Raleigh this weekend. So we're excited about that as well.
Coach, everybody always talks about the quarterbacks in this league, and you've got one. But I, before we get to Malik Cunningham, I want you to brag about this offensive line, because I think that's where it starts. I mean, your guys, the last couple of weeks in particular, have really, really done a nice job up front.
Yeah, they've done an unbelievable job. We've got a veteran group up here. We finally got healthy, too. I think that bye week really helped the guys up front. We had a couple guys that missed a game or two prior to this last game. And when they came back, I think BC was giving up 126 rushing per game, and they put it upon themselves, listen, let's be able to run this football. And, you know, we rushed for 331. They've been protecting Cunningham big time as well. You know, he's had a lot of clean pockets this year. The last couple of years, we've been awful at tackles for loss and sacks given up, and I think this year we're top 15 in the country in both of those categories. And all that does is keep you on the routine of sticks and not having those long yardage situations. And so, a lot of kudos to our boys up front. We're playing about seven guys on a big-time rotation right there, and they're playing really well. Particularly this week, Caleb Chandler was the ACC Lineman of the Week, and he had an outstanding game.
Coach, your ability to run and your ability to stop their run seem to be the kind of the real yin and the yang in the win.
Yeah. Yeah, that was big. You know, coming in, we know Boston College is a team, historically over the years, have had some outstanding running backs, and really it starts up front for them. You know, a lot of respect for what they can do up front and their offensive line. And, you know, and our defense had given up some points and some yards the prior 2 weeks, and they'd been hearing a lot of things negatively, and, man, they responded. What a game for them to be able to stop that run, you know, really try to force them to throw the football, and, you know, and that was obviously in our favor. So, yeah, Coach Brown and our defensive staff and our players, man, what an outstanding game. You know, we turned the ball over, which we haven't been doing this year, but mm-hmm. they responded and got three turnovers themselves on our defensive side. So that really kept us in the game and enabled us to win it by there in the fourth quarter.
All right, hadn't had that many turnovers in a ball game, I think, in about 4 years, and you produced a win, obviously, in doing it. How do you coach that? Because you weren't making the turnovers in, you know, lack of detail. It was more like you were trying to make plays and turning the ball over, right?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, the two interceptions that Malik had, a great play by their corner, number 10. And then, you know, we tried to force a ball to Marshawn, and number 9 made a great play. But the two really disappointing ones with the two fumbles. But by there in the second half, you know, it started raining in there. They still got to hold on to the football. But BC did a good job of stripping the ball and getting the ball out. But, you know, it's something that we've harped on in the offseason about taking care of the football and really have done a really good job of that. Hopefully that was just one of those one games that – the one-offs that you can't have, and we still survived it. And I think that due to the fact of the way our defense have played and forcing those three turnovers.
Coach, the quarterback play in this league has just been awesome. I mean, it's the only way to describe it. But I can make the case, I think, that Malik Cunningham is the most underrated quarterback in the country. And again, you see him every day in practice. You see him on game days. He can beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arms. You talked about his patience, how good the line's been playing. Big picture, what's been the difference with Malik Cunningham this year?
Well, I think, first of all, I agree with you. He is underrated, and, you know, he's such a playmaker. Talk to any coach we're getting ready to play, and they'll talk him up, I guarantee you that. I mean, he's just so deadly with his legs, but he can throw the football. And, you know, like we talked about, our offensive line giving him a clean pocket. He can make all the throws. He's got a very accurate arm. He can throw the deep ball, the intermediate pass, and obviously the quick game. And then where he's dangerous is when he gets outside of the pocket, you know, with our naked game off our run game and our play action game. And the thing that makes him so much better this year, I think, just is his poise and his command of the offense. When he comes off the field, you know, it's just like we're having a conversation. He's not, you know, all over the place with it. He knows what he sees out there. And when you're like that, you're calm and cool, and you know, you just let the game come to you. And he's been able to do that this year. And that's why we've been in every game this whole season, I think, just the way he's been playing. And I think he's continue to get better and better. You know, it was a big talk about, hey, we lost a lot of players off last year's team that had a lot of production, and this year, you know, we've done it by committee, a lot of different receivers, you know, several different backs. The one mainstay has been Cunningham, and he's been a great player for us in this offense.
So here's the thing around him, the cast around him, and you mentioned the wide receivers that are gone. It looks like Jordan Watkins has developed. We knew Marshawn Ford was pretty good. You've got guys evolving, certainly on the perimeter from a receiving standpoint. I think the one thing that caught my eye Saturday after the ball game is you got some depth and character at running back, too, now. And it looked like Cooley came in. I know it was a season-high rushing for him. But he gave you a bit of a lift when it looked like, you know, Mitchell was doing some nice things. Cooley kind of changed the game running it for you.
Yeah, no question. You know, Cooley's been a guy that we think, you know, has a ton of potential. He's made some plays along the way, you know, throughout this season. And, you know, it's kind of been by committee, though. But, yeah, he gave us a hot hand. If you go back to the Virginia game, Hassan Hall had over 150 mm-hmm. yards rushing. So, you know, it's been several of those guys that have been able to do it. We got more. Berkeley's another guy that started a couple games for us last year that's sitting right there in the wings. I mean, that's probably one of the deepest positions that we have is in the running back room, you know, and the sad thing is we play one running back at a time and we only have one football. So Coach Sims, the running back coach, has his work cut out for him trying to manage those guys. But to their credit, they're all unselfish guys. You know, they're kind of, when it's their turn, they try to go in there and make plays for themselves. And but, yeah, we're blessed to have all those running backs in the stable there. And, you know, again, Cooley's a guy that can make plays. He's going back home this weekend. He's from right around the Raleigh area, so he's excited about it.
Yeah, people in Knightdale will be excited. All right, now see, this is all here and throwing all these names out at you. Team of mystery, right?
They are the team. You're still the team of mystery. I mean, coach, when I watch the Virginia game, I'm like, man, who are these guys? I mean, they're running Virginia out of the building. Life is great. I'm like, man, that's why they're the team of mystery. I flip it over to another game. I come back. I'm like, who are these guys? They're the team of mystery. Yeah. That was a crazy game. Oh, my God.
I think the one thing we've proved this year that we have a good football team. You know, we've been in just every single game. We're right there. We're very, very competitive. You know, just for a couple of plays, you're sitting here at 6-1. I mean, I think so hopefully the team of mystery by the end of the season will be a team that everybody says is a pretty daggone good football team. And, so that's what we want.
Let me just give you, this is the official scoreboard when Wes and I do our accounting.
Jesus, man.
And if I know you probably can't look in there real tight, but you know what? We both got you right there in the 5 spot in the league. So,
well, that's good, you know, but here in about 5 weeks, we want to be up there toward the top, you know.
And
let me tell you,
all that's going to play itself out.
That's exactly right. And it starts this weekend because you're going to go play somebody there right now that we both currently have in front of Louisville. And you know, you get a chance to take it on the road. And I do think when you knocked off Florida State away from home, because I know that's one of the things that had to be on your list before the season is, hey, everybody's good at home. But to get to that next level, we got to start winning some games away from Louisville. And you did that at Florida State. Now you're walking into what's going to be a pit because NC State's coming off a tough loss. They've lost some great personnel this week. You know it's a great challenge, but these are the kind of games that you got to win, though, right? I mean, the big picture, hey, NC State, the top 25 team, you know they are. Dave's done a great job. They're experienced, and they're coming off a loss. So, you know, you're going to have your hands full, but these are the games we can't wait to watch. This is the fun part.
Yeah, it's going to be a great football game. You know, Dave's done an outstanding job with that program at NC State. They have a lot of good players, you know, and they expect to win. You know, the one thing that stands out when you watch their film, man, they play hard. They play hard on every phase of the game, I think, as a complete team, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense. And I know they lost a couple of players this past weekend. You know, you get this time of season, you know, everybody's got some dings and some guys that miss games, and, you know, it's next man up mentality. So we know we're going to get their best shot. And, you know, they're coming off that loss that you mentioned down in Miami, a tough loss by 1 point. And, you know, and again, going on the road in a hostile environment, it's Halloween weekend, I think it's homecoming down in Raleigh. So there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, we're playing a primetime spot on ACC Network. So we're excited about it. And, you know, for us, an opportunity and a chance to go out there and get another win in this conference where anybody can win on any Saturday. It doesn't matter. You better show up.
Well, that's the part I was getting ready to finish with here, at least from my perspective. You've seen a lot of college football. Dave Clawson told us in June it was going to be a different year just because of all the stuff from a roster management size to experience level to the portal to COVID, whatever you want to call it. What are you seeing from your perspective about how different this particular year could be? And are we looking ahead a little bit? I mean, I know you had a bye week where you watch some games from time to time. What do you see from a head coaching perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the parity in college football is as good as it's ever been. And I think for several reasons, I know you guys have talked about with Clawson, what he said earlier in the year, but, you know, these super seniors, you know, there's a lot of more experience, I think, on a lot of these teams that you have that. You know, you can have a great player that comes out who's an 18-year-old, but that doesn't make up for that experience that a 23-year-old player may have. And these teams that have been together for so long, we're also coming off a COVID year, which was completely different for everybody. And you never know what's going to expect. But, you know, each and every week we're seeing it. Teams, we talked about the top 25 every week. This, you know, a bunch of those teams are getting beat by unranked teams. You know, so it just comes back to preparation and the guys, what are they putting in for that week? And then the matchups that are going to happen on that particular game day. So I love it. As a football fan, you got to love it. You know, it's you always got a chance to win. And you better show up or you'll get beat. Just look in our league. I mean, the teams, I think about Syracuse has lost, what, 3 in a row by 3 points. I mean, they can beat anybody in this league. It's just it's great for college football, you know, and so it just proves that you have to show up each and every day if you want to go win.
On a personal standpoint, you mentioned it's a Halloween weekend. We always talk about your neighborhood up there at Louisville. We got people rolling houses. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff happening on your street.
You got to be careful in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
don't you? Sunday night, that'd be a little tough in your neighborhood, right?
We live,
whatever it is.
We live vicariously to that neighborhood you live up there in Louisville. So the Satterfield house, we ring the doorbell Sunday night. It's gotten dark. Trick or treat. How would you rate your household in giving out treats on Sunday night?
Well, I think, that'll be my wife because I'll be in the office working, getting ready for whoever we play. Oh, we got Clemson the next week. So we'll be in there working. But, we pass out some good stuff. I think my wife ends up getting the big candy bars.
Ooh.
So, like the full-size candy bars. So, if any kids come to the house, and we may have more adults that come by the house maybe than kids. But, the big candy bars is what we're passing out.
Let's be honest. Some of those neighbors you don't want to come by the house anymore, do you?
That is true. Yeah, some of those neighbors we turn the light off when we see them walking down the street.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. Sorry, I was like mid. I don't know. Mid drink.
Would you be one of those people that he doesn't want coming around, Steve?
probably some weeks. Yeah, because I think
gives you a candy. You're like, wow, Brom would have given us Snickers.
yeah, this is what you're handing out. Because I don't like to put the man's business out there, but I think we're pretty close to each other at the moment. But even in his regular digs, even though I'm wondering, man, I know that he's building a house. Or somebody said he's building a house, or I don't know if he's just renovating the house he had, but there is a new home being built right over off of Brownsboro Road.
And it's not in Boone, so.
Dude.
Okay.
It looks incredible. I mean, it's right there by KCD. You could take a right and go to KCD, or you could just keep going straight on Brownsboro. And, I mean, it looks amazing. I was like, oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's something to do on or if it's something else. But, yeah, that was incredible looking. You heard it there. I mean, a lot of good stuff, man. I think I did notice that he said that the defense had heard a lot of negative conversation, which there absolutely was. And I agree with him. They answered the bell. They changed some things up. It wasn't just they played better. I mean, it was like, no, I actually saw a change in scheme. I saw a change in what they were doing. And that was pretty awesome. So a lot of good stuff there from Coach. Was glad to hear from him. Again, listening to that kind of made me go, okay, hang on. Like, let's chill out a little bit. Let's wait. Let's see what happens. I was just out there talking to Blankenbaker, and it's like, man, you start to dream, and you say, man, I told him, I said, it's a very John Madden thing to say, but to win the next two, you've got to win the first one. You know, it's like, but it's, you get my point, is like, you got to go take care of this one. And then if you did, I mean, you come back with Clemson here, like, that'll work.
I mean, I know some of the shine's off of them, but like you guys said with Florida State, that's still a team of five stars. That's still the first win against them in program history, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going to have some cachet.
Oh, I will cackle laugh. I mean, because I do anyways at the every time. Like now, NC State sucks, so it doesn't matter. Louisville beats NC State. If Louisville beats NC State, yeah, you're fine on that. You know, I've already heard NC State's no good. They lost to Miami. So it's like, okay. I mean, we're going to do this forever then. Okay, so unless Louisville plays nothing but undefeated teams, you know, like, okay.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But okay, fine. They're still a fringe top 25 team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like they're, you know.
Yeah, my schedule's my schedule. I mean, like, okay. I mean, I could spend the entire show. I mean, and I would have fun doing it, talking about Kentucky ain't beat nothing worth a crap. And we'll talk them up. Who the hell they beat? Florida? Who got destroyed by LSU? Who got destroyed by Ole Miss? Like, okay. Like, are we going to?
Oh, yeah. Who is higher ranked, Florida or NC State right now? Is it? I want to say it's NC State, but I don't know. I'd have to pull it up.
No, probably Florida. I don't know.
Let's see.
Because I don't know if Florida won last week.
Neither do I. I should know this, but I don't. Maybe
yeah,
I'll look this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not up on my Florida. Because I'm not sure NC State is. Okay, Texter. So I'm not crazy. Texter says, I'm working at KCD right now. I literally passed that house 10 minutes ago. It is huge right off the road. You can't miss it. I don't think that's him, but it's a massive house. And it looks awesome. It's like all concrete. It's like, dude, I thought it was a business, like a building going up. And then I saw it had an 8-car garage. I was like, oh my gosh, no, it's a house. It's awesome. It's very cool.
According to CBS, NC State is 28th.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find Florida here.
Okay, fair enough. Somebody said
Florida's 30th. Okay. So yeah, they're neck and neck.
So yeah, and we just Kentucky beating Florida was the end all be all, baby. Okay, cool. Well, then Louisville beating NC State would be a big deal too.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Can't have both ways. Can't say Kentucky's they're a great team. That's that. The best team they beat. What's the best team they beat? Well, they're ranked 30th. Okay. Well, Louisville might do that, so it's like, okay. Right. So anyways.
Louisville's 43rd, by the way, according to those rankings.
That'll work. Also, real quick, before we get out of here, and then we'll let Nikki get out of here. Friday night, exhibition game. So we'll be getting to that throughout the week. Coach Mack can coach. I know a lot of people are wondering about that. Coach Mack can coach in the two exhibition games. So, yeah, that's going to be fun, man. I mean, we're just a couple days away. It's like, oh, yeah, and you're going to get to see the team in action on Friday night, the basketball team. So it's like that just sneaks right up on you. You're like, oh, man, it's here. So basketball season, I mean, technically starts Friday. I mean, your first exhibition game, get out there and get to see the team play with actual rotations, and that's going to be fun. So, Nikki, if you want to play us out, man, we'll go ahead and jump out of here. A lot of good stuff today. I think people are in a good place around here, man. It's a good vibe. So we'll be back tomorrow. We'll obviously talk a little more NC State. Probably get into a little more basketball tomorrow as well with Marcus back. So it'll be a good time. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.